is an interview of Lucille Woodford Jones in her home at 922 Raymond Road. It's May 19th, 1995, and the interviewers are Ashlyn Smith and Carol Cox. Ms. Jones, can you tell us about your mother and father?
My mother and father were loving parents. They had nine children. And my mother and father were married. My mother was 22 years old. And my father was in his 30s. And he was from Bloomington, and he was from Hallmark. But I remember how loving and sweet they were. My parents used to, the three of us, came to the house with my brother Holly, my nephew Dave, and myself. When we would do things that we weren't supposed to do, he would call us in, sit up in the room, and all three of us would sit there and be as quiet as it was such a wonderful way to punish children, I think.
Where were you living at that time?
Right here
in this house. Did your father build this house?
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is the second house. The first one burned down. It was next door. And it burned down. And he had this built for the second house.
And how long had he owned this land? Did he have a farm here?
No. Just had gardens, trees, vegetables.
Did you have any other animals?
We had horses. We had bees. And no cows.
Nope. So the horses used for transportation?
The garden. My father owned his transferred but he used the hall. The university students from the station, southern station to the dormitory. And he also delivered medication for some of his blood cells. Then in the afternoon when my father would renew it was time for him to come home, he would go to the top of the hill. You got to ride all the way down this road.
At the top of the hill where Raymond Road
Raymond
begins.
Road began. At that time, it used to be called Woodcock Drive until we were incorporated and put the city on the city gave it name Raymond Road. Raymond Road came from the name of a man that used to own land. Not too far from here.
Was that his last name or his first name?
Yes.
And he owned land south of here?
Yes,
south.
Yes.
Okay.
And above us.
What was your father's full name?
Ollie Thomas Woodfall.
Ollie Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother's
name? Mary Magdalene.
Now you said your mother was from Albemarle County,
yes.
Redmond,
right.
Close to the
yes.
City.
Mm-hmm. Close to the city.
Do you know where she lived at some point?
Mostly here in the
Dollarsville.
Yeah.
And they come to Charlottesville after they were married?
Oh, yes.
So they
did.
So Charlottesville, that was their home as a married couple. And did they lived in the house that your father had built?
The one that burned down.
The one that burned down. Did they live any place before that?
But I don't remember living in that because I wasn't born and then I was there. This is the house that I remember.
Did your father design the house that he planned?
Yes, he did. The only thing that my mother didn't like, and that was going up the front steps because it was so steep. But all in that house.
Do you remember approximately what year this house was built?
No, I don't. I mean, it's been here, but I just can't find it.
You don't remember. And you were one of the youngest.
One of the youngest children. Yeah. And my youngest brother, one of the youngest, he passed on.
And which brother was the father of
Jones?
Jones?
My nephew.
Oh, your nephew. James.
James.
Yes.
Yes. He was my nephew. He was my oldest brother.
Oh, okay. Where did you go to school? Did you go to the city school?
Yes, I did. Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Elementary school in high school, and I graduated in the Jefferson High School.
Oh, did you? Do you remember who the principal was when you graduated from Jefferson High School? Or maybe some of your favorite teachers.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
In high
school? He's the only one that's living.
They both taught in the high school.
In the elementary
school.
And in the high school, we had a Miss Brown, Mrs. High School, and Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember anything in particular about any of those teachers that made you like them?
Oh, just like them. They were so nice. They really need you. That's your lesson. That's what you need.
And who were some of your classmates? Who were your good friends in school and in the neighborhood?
Virginia Wallace.
Oh, Virginia Wallace.
She's the only one that lived here in Charlottesville. Some of my older ones came in the past time.
Yeah.
Like, Bernice Ford, she lived in Langford Avenue, but she was past time.
Bernice Ford? In Langford Avenue. And who else do you remember? Whether they're still living or not, it's good for
them. Dean Charles Banks.
Where did he live? Do you remember?
Something happened.
These were classmates.
Mrs. Merle, she lives away in New York.
Who were some of your neighborhood playmates? Were there any children who lived close by?
There were only three houses.
Oh, on Raymond Road.
On Raymond Road. And my brother and my nephew, he used to play together and it was wonderful. Marvelous. But no children living in the neighborhood. There were a few in the lower house that we
million.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of million, but, you know, the new contract would increase.
Now you speak of the lower house, but there was
that is the last house.
And does it face the same way that this house faces?
Yes. The name is Mary Six, that lives in the ground, and she and her daughter, she's in the lower house. And so she's going to be facing.
Oh, it is, yeah.
This is taking that this man is fixing it up, his son was a lady that had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fixing it, remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Modern. Then you have Mr. and Mrs. William Packard, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the book on this guy is kind of Cornelius Wood.
Oh, yeah. Now, the house at the top of Roman Road, I was told, is lived in well, Virginia Ross called it her home place.
That.
So is that where the Swift family lived?
No. The Swift family's house is facing Virginia Ross.
So she was speaking the other side of the family. What I call the blue stucco house.
Yes, Burton.
Burton. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed us a picture of her aunt, Virginia Burton,
yes.
In the picture. Wonderful picture. Mm-hmm. So that's the other family.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. So we have the William Thomas. William.
Mm-hmm.
Artie Ward and his family.
Tell me about Artie Ward. What do you remember about him? I associate him with taking care of animals.
Animals.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct. Taking care of animals.
Did people bring their animals to him and
he would
sort of board them or
board them,
or
you know, just
make them well?
Mm-hmm.
I'm told he made animals well too.
Yes,
he had a way of doing that.
Then we have Mrs. Hopkins.
Now where did she, was she on registry?
On
the
registry.
Okay.
Then we have Mrs. Lewis, Mr. Holmes, Mrs. Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Page family used to run the Page's tax. Then you go up to the upper dice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The upper dice. The Newsy, Kingston, and Brown Gibson.
Mm-hmm. 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 When you were growing up, did you have certain duties around the house or garden that you were supposed to do?
The dishes.
You were the dishes?
Yes. And my brother, he had to bring in wood for the night dinner for his family.
I see.
We had a wood kitchen stove.
Yeah. Do you still have that stove?
Oh.
Too hard to have on that. Was there anything else that you did around the house that was
happy cleaning? Your room had to be
yeah. Did your mother work outside of the
no,
home?
No, she didn't until after my father passed. Then she worked after that.
Mm-hmm.
She died in
1929.
A lot of children can never be married again.
No. Tell me a little bit about your nephew, James. What were his duties around the house?
He and my brother Howard.
Mm-hmm.
They both had to be to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people would, you could have Thursday in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But my father would have men come and do the garden for him and
mm-hmm.
would find him working. He would get home so late.
Yeah.
So men would come and help him
uh-huh.
and do the garden for him.
That was, you spoke of your father having a sort of a truck, a truck that he helped to carry baggage.
Oh, yeah.
For students.
Transfer truck, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
What was the, did he have his name on it?
Oh,
or
no,
nothing
no,
like
no,
that.
Nothing
right?
like that. But everybody knew him.
But it was horse drawn.
Oh, no.
It was a motor.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess he was there. He knew the train schedule.
Oh, Lord, he knew the train schedule. This is the fellow that was coming in,
uh-huh.
or else they would leave, you know, when he's passing
sure.
out there. But he just did that.
Ms. Jones, after you finished Jefferson High School, did you go on to higher education, or did you begin working, or were you married at that time? What happened?
Well, after I finished high school, I went to Connecticut on a season job, and I had to go there in May and come home in the fall, around Thanksgiving time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stayed in New York 1 year, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
1 year,
mm-hmm.
then I came back to college there.
Mm-hmm.
And these friends that worked in upstate New York, I went to work for a doctor to practice on his college. She was an artist. She had a workshop on Madison Avenue. I used to work in a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And that was lovely. I think I've given a lot of jobs.
Yeah. When you spoke of season jobs, did you work in a hotel?
In a
motel.
Yeah, hotel.
Hotel, yes.
Yes, in a hotel.
Uh-huh. Sort of a summer hotel.
Summer hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you meet your husband? And how did you meet your husband?
Through a friend.
Through a friend.
Yes. He was in prison.
Mm-hmm. World War II.
Yes.
Was he in the Army? The Navy?
He was in
the
Army.
Marine?
He
had family in this neighborhood. We'll go back to your mother. Did she live on Oak Street too?
No.
Or, no.
Here.
All right.
Here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then you began to have a family.
Yes. Only one.
Well, now, speaking of Pennsylvania, I noticed
yeah.
that your mother gone to school.
And I think I went to finish his school.
Can you tell me more about that? Secondary school?
It's secondary school.
Uh-huh.
She just finished the elementary school here.
And probably there wasn't any other school to go to.
No.
Do you know the name of the school?
No, I don't.
But it was in Ardmore. And then
she had a brother, lived there.
I see.
So that's how she got
there.
I
see. Oh, yes. And what led her brother to come to her?
She did have a brother to go to Arizona. So she went to California, then went to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But we never heard any more from her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the time, they were working on the railroad.
Oh,
yes.
So her father's name, her husband's name was Trueheart.
No.
No.
Her name was
Trueheart. Her maiden name.
Her maiden name.
Yes. What do you recall what her mother's name was?
Kimball.
Kimball.
Yes, Sally Kimball.
How do you spell that?
K-I-M-B-O.
Oh. What a lovely name. Sally?
Kimball.
And was she from Charlottesville also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived with us.
Oh,
she
did
have
she?
To live with us.
Oh, how nice. How nice to have a grandmother.
Oh,
in
lovely.
The home.
It was lovely.
Indeed.
It wasn't always lovely at times when growing up. But when you realize what a loving family you have,
mm-hmm.
it just feels like.
So what were your favorite memories or special occasions? Let's take Christmas, for instance. What was Christmas like?
Wonderful.
The Woodford home.
Always. Everybody was good. Loads of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And our father would always have plenty of food. That was just a lovely time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. Did you have a Christmas tree? Did you go out and cut your own tree?
Cut our own tree.
From close by?
Close by.
Uh-huh. Was it what I call a blue cedar or
no,
a juniper?
No, it was cedar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes you use a pine.
Mm-hmm.
The seed is what you use to do.
Did you make some Christmas tree ornaments?
The ointment.
Okay, how did you do that? What did you make?
With popcorn.
Yeah.
To do that.
Uh-huh.
And berries.
Yes.
And then we made little ointments, out of paper.
Oh, yes.
Just paper. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We always had Christmas streamers coming from one end of the room to the other. Oh, yes.
And what about Christmas feast? Did you have turkey? Or ham or both?
Turkey and ham.
Mm-hmm.
Because my father used to raise those things, so he just slaughtered them and then
he didn't raise them here though, did he?
Mm.
Yes. Oh, so he had to
have the back in it, so it's all
Mm-hmm. Right. So he cured his own
hand. His own
Did you ever watch during the hog slaughtering process?
Couldn't stand it.
I have read about that. That's why I asked the
question.
Well, where did he cure his hand? Did he have a special shed, shed in the back?
He did have one in the back.
Okay.
My grandmother used to wash clothes in that little shed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
In the same
shed?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a shed, it was more like a house.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
But he said it was where he was killed.
Were there any other outbuildings? Did you have a spring house?
We had a stable.
A stable.
For the horses.
Yes, of course. And did your father take care of the horses, or did he have...
The older boys.
The older boys did that. Did they exercise the horses too?
Oh, yes, we had a field. You know, at that time it was closed in. And he took the, these horses over in the field. In front of us. But it was the same thing at that time.
And that was his field?
Ellenwood Keith. She used to have horses over there.
I see. But it wasn't her field.
No.
She used it all. What about Easter?
My mother made have Easter bonnets.
Oh, did she really?
Yes.
Oh.
So she would buy the hat, but then decorate them, you know, with spring and flowers or something. And always had high school friends to wear. Always went to Sunday school every Sunday.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did you go to Mount Zion? Do you remember your Sunday school teacher? Anyone?
Mrs. Brown.
She is still there? I think the music was wonderful at church. Were you able to go to the main service?
Used to sing all the time.
Oh,
and my father was a giving officer. Every good attack, every young thing. She had a very beautiful voice.
Was it soprano or?
Then we all used to sing in the choir, different ones. Then we organized a quartet.
Oh, did you?
Singers.
Did you? Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And did you sing in other places? I'm sure you sang in your church.
You sang in my church.
Yeah.
And when the Paramount Theater first opened up, we sang on the stage.
Isn't that?
Many, many years ago.
Yeah. And it was a quartet, you said.
Quartet.
So it was
three sisters.
Can you give me their names?
Yes. Evelyn, Carrie, Marilyn, and myself. Okay.
And which part did you sing?
Alto.
Alto. What were some of, do you remember any of the songs or hymns that you sang? Any favorite, I guess, that comes to mind?
Who used to tell me, what is it? My old Danny boy.
Oh,
we sang that.
Oh.
And we clapped
it. Yeah.
We had to come back again and say,
Do you remember any other events in Charlottesville as you were growing up? You mentioned the opening of the Paramount Theater. Does anything else come to mind that was exciting for you at the time?
Our church would give a concert. And there were poor men that worked at the UVA hospital. They found a quartet. And they would sing. To me, that was just an occasion to hear Mount Zion give our concert.
Right.
And my mother singing.
Oh, yeah.
And then the quartet was saying, you know.
Oh, yeah. So it had a lot of music, different people, groups and individuals singing. Do you remember any parades in Charlottesville? parades, or circus parades, or the end of the circus parades.
When you were young, and our father would take us to the circus, and it was held over in Belmont section.
Oh, was it really?
Yes, but I can't remember the. We always look out at the end.
Do you have a memory of the depression? Have you noticed the depression?
Never.
Didn't face. You weren't aware.
You weren't aware of it. You know, I guess we, because we always had.
So, it was all the same. And, of course, you remember World War II. And, of course, that was when you met my husband. And were, did any of your brothers serve?
My youngest brother.
Your youngest brother. Okay.
And,
this is the interview of Lucille Woodcock Jones, continuing on May 19th.